Hey, you did it. You made the right call. You're listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's get it. Hello, all, and welcome to the Fourth and Flex podcast. I am Josh Bandy. Friends call me Bandy. This is Trey Burris. Welcome, welcome. This is the very first episode. We're finally doing it, guys. Finally doing it. So, Trey, tell me about why people should listen to us.
Well, first off, I'll just start off and say that we're badass motherfuckers. Step one.
Very true.
We've been playing fantasy for a while. Josh got me into fantasy. I was an NFL fan, previously a college fan. And then when I lived by Josh, we worked at the same place. And he was like, yo, bro, like, you got to check out this fantasy football thing. Like, it's dope. We got a league. We get people together. We talk shit. And I was like, all right, bet. And so we got into it. And then I think, like, my first year, I was like, what, third place in the league?
Yeah, he surprised me, really. Hey, but after that, he was hooked.
Yeah, I was for sure. And then the next year I like dead last, and I stayed with it though, but I was like, I mean, it was awful.
For all my fantasy players out there, you know how it feels when you get about mid-season, you can't do nothing right, you're falling off, you just kind of give up a little bit. But I mean, you don't give up, but you kind of give up, you know what I'm saying? Me, it's kind of different story. I fell in love with fantasy in probably around 2003-ish. I remember walking by my dad's computer, and I just saw just names and a score on the computer. I mean, this was old. I mean, this was pretty old, 2003. There was no cell phone to check your stuff on. And I'm like, what is this? You know? And I mean, from that day on, I was like infatuated with it. I didn't really get into it and actually have the guts to start and have my own team until 2009. We play on Yahoo Sports. I have 7 first place trophies, 1 second place trophy, 167 total head-to-head wins. I've been a commissioner of the league for 4 years, so I'm not saying I'm an expert or anything like that, but I know a little bit, you know what I mean? Tell them a little bit about yourself. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
All right, well, I grew up in a small town in Arkansas. Came from a family of all women. I have 10 younger sisters. So football was kind of my passion because I could feel like a man when I watched it, and I didn't have to deal with all the girls. My dad was like, hey, if we're watching football, the girls are out of the room. So I'm like, I'm trying to watch football. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And grew up on the Razorbacks, college football pretty much since I could walk, and got into NFL a little bit. I started dating this girl from Seattle. Her whole family bought me a bunch of Seahawks stuff, jerseys. I'm talking all kinds of stuff. And I was like, I guess I'm a Seahawks fan. So that was 2013. Just so happened to be the year that the Seattle won the Super Bowl.
How convenient.
So, you know, and then the next year we got all caught up in some drama with the Patriots. And Josh likes to bring it up at every opportunity. But recently, my main man, Russell Wilson, got traded to Denver. So I kind of fell off the Seahawks train. And now I'm kind of a Denver fan, but also Tennessee Titans have always been like my secondary favorite team. And my homeboy Treylon Burks just got traded or picked up there in the draft. And so I'm really thinking that's going to be my team from now on, because I love Ryan Tannehill. I've had him, I think, the last 3 years in fantasy.
Yeah.
Freaking Derrick Henry. You can't beat him. You know what I'm saying?
Dude's unstoppable. King Henry.
AJ Brown, I had him too, but you know, he got traded, and I ain't mad at it because they got Burks, and Burks has been a shine.
Yeah, they're saying Burks is like a younger AJ Brown. I've literally heard that.
Yeah,
I take AJ Brown, but I mean, I'm willing to see what Burks is going to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to see, and being that you've literally know the dude, I mean, that definitely is pretty cool. Is he a big old boy?
The other day, I literally drove by his house. Oh yeah, when I seen him, bro, I've talked to him on the phone and stuff like that, but when I saw him in person, when I drove by, he was leaving his grandma's house, and dude looks like, I mean, he's like, I think he's like 6'4", but he looks 6'6", you know what I'm saying? And he's got a jacked up truck, and when he went to get in it, like, he didn't use the step ladder, like, he jumped straight in there. So, like, hey, yeah, so
have you seen him after, but, since the draft, or?
No, I haven't seen him since the draft. I follow his fiance because she's my cousin, but I follow her on like all her social media platforms and everything, and she's been able to be right there with him the whole time. Like, she's in the private jet. She's living it up.
I bet he is. But they had the
private
jet
for him, bro. Picture from the Razorbacks, like on the screen in the private jet, and they had like they gave him like Titans t-shirts and like all the snacks, and like I watched his interview with the coach, and they're like, he's talking about how he talked to Robert Woods on the phone. I'm like, bro, go
that's,
off.
That's what's up. Well, me, you know, I'm a Bucs fan, Tampa Bay, born and raised, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I am a Tom Brady fan. It may be an unpopular opinion, but TB12 is the man. Speaking of that Super Bowl a few years ago, I mean, he can't really get the credit for that one, but still. Yeah.
Right. I've been a Bucs fan. Russell Wilson's credit.
Malcolm Butler, baby. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Born and raised in Tampa. So that's my team. Always been my team. Two Super Bowls. Let's see. Some of my favorite players, as we've already spoken about. Derrick Henry's my dude. Gronk. I love me some Gronk. Dude's crazy. I mean, he isn't quite what he used to be, but dude's still good. You know what I mean? Josh Allen. My girl is a Bills fan, so I'm kind of a Bills fan. Unless they're playing the Bucks. Like that game last year, we kind of got in a fight a little bit, but that's all right. We smoothed it over. It's all good. It's just if it was ever a Super Bowl, Bucks and the Bills, we might have to, you know, take some time apart. You know what I mean?
Right.
So Trey, why don't you tell them what to expect from what we're doing here?
Well, you can expect hot takes. We're going to come at you with some facts and some fire and some action. And we ain't afraid to tell you who it is, who it was, and who it ain't going to be.
Most definitely.
We're going to give you some sleeper starters, some people that are way down in the rankings that you probably don't even have on your team. We're going to do the research. We're going to figure it out for you so you don't have to do it. You just come listen to us, and we'll give you the information you need to know to win your fantasy league or at least get in the top. There will be some big laughs. You know, we talk a lot of shit. For sure, especially during the season, it's going to be a lot of hating. A lot of picking up, dropping, mad at somebody else because they grabbed somebody before they could. You know, it's going to be a big battle, but it's a lot of fun.
He'd be stealing them.
Mostly, we're going to give you more insight on the fantasy world. I'd be grabbing them up.
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to be giving you some of our best wide receivers, running backs. Just like our name says, we're going to give you the best flex that we can find for that week, for that day, for that whatever. Hey. we're going to be trying to be putting out, you know, episodes to get you ready for the week, you know, before the games start on Thursday, Sunday. We'll get you ready for the Thursday game, and then we'll wrap up and see how right or wrong we were for the games on Sunday, and start all over and do it all over again. Until then, we are probably just going to be doing about an episode a week just to kind of start getting out there. You know, there's the schedule release party May 12th. We're probably going to do an episode then.
Yeah, I would just say that our email is fourthandflex@gmail.com. That's the number 4th and flex@gmail.com. Hit us up with any kind of comments or any kind of topics you want us to talk about, maybe players that you want us to go over or look deep into and give some stats on. And just tell us your opinions, and we'll maybe run your name out.
Definitely. We, you know, if we get a good question or a good comment, you know, chances are we'll discuss it on here, you know, put it out there. Definitely. Well, thank you guys for listening. This has been our very first episode, and there is plenty more to come. And we'll see you guys next time.
Let's do it. Hey.